From National Public Radio News in Washington, I'm Frank Stachow. Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin has been killed. Rabin was shot to death as he was leaving a peace rally in Tel Aviv. Police have arrested an Israeli Jew, a man in his 20s who is said to be a member of a little-known right-wing extremist group. The alleged gunman is identified as Yigal Amir. According to Israeli television, he is a law student at Bar-Ilan University who had been involved in right-wing causes. Government spokesman Uri Dromi said that a Jewish organization, which is anti-government and against the peace process, took responsibility. He said the group identified the gunman as acting for them. President Clinton was at the White House when he received the news. The president said he is outraged by the assassination, and NPR's John Greenberg says the president plans to make a statement within the hour.
A few minutes after word was received that Rabin had died, National Security Advisor Tony Lake went and told the president that Mr. Clinton was extremely saddened. That's what a spokesman said. Right now, Tony Lake is staying in touch with our ambassador in Israel, Martin Indyk, and also with Secretary of State Warren Christopher. The focus at the moment is simply on getting the facts. That's what we're told. They are not at the point of deciding what any policy issues right now. Just Tony Lake is there trying to pull together what information is available.
Secretary of State Warren Christopher has also been notified. Israeli Foreign Minister Shimon Peres is now acting prime minister. He was only yards away from Rabin when the prime minister was shot. He quickly convened Israel's cabinet ministers for a special morning session. Morning in Israel, the ministers vowed the government would carry on Rabin's policies of peace. An eyewitness to the shooting said Rabin was coming down a set of stairs after speaking at the peace rally in Tel Aviv when three shots rang out. The eyewitness said Rabin doubled over, holding his stomach, and fell to the ground. He was said to be covered in blood. Rabin was then rushed to a Tel Aviv hospital. Yoram Lav, a member of the Israeli parliament, said Rabin's assassination is a horrible tragedy. Lav said it is hard to believe that this has happened, adding, "My heart is broken." Yitzhak Rabin was 73 years old, the former chief of the army, who shared the Nobel Peace Prize in 1993 for his agreement with PLO leader Yasser Arafat last year. He signed a treaty with Jordan after 46 years of belligerency. And it was Rabin who led Israel to victory in 1967 in the Six-Day War with Jordan, Egypt, and Syria. 2 years ago, when Rabin shook Arafat's hand on the White House lawn, he was at once praised by supporters for his bold leadership and reviled by critics for selling out the cause of Israel. Repeating, Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin has been assassinated. He was shot to death by a man said to be in his 20s and a member of a right-wing extremist organization, an Israeli Jew.
The world has lost one of its greatest men, a warrior for his nation's freedom, and now a martyr for his nation's peace.
President Clinton from the White House just moments ago, one of many world leaders who have expressed shock and outrage and sadness at the assassination today of Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin. Israel is in mourning. Rabin was shot to death today, allegedly by an Israeli Jewish gunman, at a peace rally in Tel Aviv. We get more from Lise Doucette.
The announcement was made by one of Mr. Rabin's senior aides outside the hospital room. He said he made it with astonishment and deep sorrow. Israel Radio says Mr. Rabin's assailant was a young Jewish university student. He shot the prime minister in the back as he was leaving a huge political rally in Tel Aviv. Three shots were fired. It's not clear how many bullets hit him, but the attack was fatal. The 73-year-old former army general was dead shortly after. His death came at the end of what had been an evening of political triumph for a man who has staked his political career on making peace with the Palestinians and Israel's Arab neighbors. In a speech to a crowd estimated at more than 100,000, Mr. Rabin said he was taking risks for peace, but said he and most other Israelis were ready to take them. Now his closest ally in this process, the Foreign Minister Shimon Peres, has become acting Prime Minister.
PLO leader Yasser Arafat called Rabin a great leader and a peacemaker. He said he hopes both Palestinians and Israelis can overcome the tragedy and continue the peace process. It was a shaken Yasser Arafat who spoke to CNN in Gaza City.
I am very sad and very shocked for this awful and terrible crime against one of the brave leaders of Israel and the peacemakers.
The American Jewish Congress issued a statement calling Rabin one of Israel's most visionary leaders. The group says the people of Israel and Jews around the world are sharing the most profound sense of loss, grief, and anger. The statement from the American Jewish Congress added, the absence of Rabin will be profound. The Jewish man accused of killing Rabin is reported to have confessed to the shooting. Israeli radio quotes Yigal Amir as saying, I acted alone on God's orders, and I have no regrets. Amir is described as a student at Bar-Ilan University. He is said to be a member of a right-wing extremist group which is opposed to the peace process. Rabin will be buried Monday afternoon, according to Israeli radio. Despite the Jewish custom of burying the dead within one day, Rabin's funeral will be delayed for an extra day, and that will be to allow world leaders to attend the funeral. The place was not announced. You're listening to National Public Radio News in Washington. The BBC's Jeff Lane looks back on the life of Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin.
Yitzhak Rabin was 70 when he became Prime Minister of Israel for the second time 3 years ago. He'd led the Labour Party to victory with a promise to reach agreement with the Palestinians on limited self-rule within 9 months. In the event, the initial agreement took only 6 months. Yitzhak Rabin was born in Jerusalem, but his father came from the United States and his mother from Russia. He joined a military underground unit during the Second World War, helping Jewish refugees to break the British blockade to enter Palestine. He fought in the conflict in 1948, which led to the foundation of Israel, and as chief of staff, played a key part in the Israeli victory in the Six-Day War of 1967. After a brief period as Israeli ambassador in Washington, Mr. Rabin entered parliament and became Israel's youngest prime minister 6 months later. After a period of rule by the right-wing Likud party, during which he vied for the Labour leadership with Shimon Peres, Yitzhak Rabin returned to power and began the peace process which led to his historic handshake with the PLO leader Yasser Arafat on the White House lawn in Washington 2 years ago.
The BBC's Jeff Lane. The Egyptian government mourned the death of Rabin today. It condemned the assassination, describing it as an act of treachery and terrorism. Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak, who took office when Muslim militants opposed to the peace process killed President Anwar Sadat in 1981, sent his condolences to the Israeli president, the government, the people, and Rabin's family. And the Nobel Peace Prize Committee chairman today called the assassination of Rabin a tragedy and expressed concern for the Middle East peace process. Yoram Lav, a member of the Israeli parliament, said Rabin's assassination is a horrible tragedy. He said it is hard to believe this has happened. I'm Frank Stachow, National Public Radio News in Washington.